When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said to him, Feed my lambs. A second time he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He said, Yes, Lord, you know I love you. Jesus said to him, Tend my sheep. He said to him a third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter felt hurt because he said to him the third time, Do you love me? Then he said to him, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. And Jesus said to him, Feed my sheep. Very truly I tell you, when you were younger, you used to fasten your own belt and go wherever you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will fasten a belt around you and take you where you do not wish to go. After he said this to him, he said, Follow me. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. Would you pray with me? Lord God, our Heavenly Father, move among us this day, so that we, your people, may always feel and sense your divine power and presence. For we need to know that we are never alone, and speak to us this day in such a way that we may hear, understand, and remember. Give us your word by which you mold and shape our living. For we need your word to live eternally. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We have here today from John's Gospel a wonderful passage, a fascinating passage, a passage that rings in our ears about Jesus' call to us to tend and to feed and to guide his sheep, to protect the flock, to do the job that each and every one of us is called to do, to shepherd the flock. It's not just the job of those of us who are called to be pastors of churches to shepherd the fold, although that is a principal job that we have. It is also a job of the sheep to shepherd each other. And Jesus said to Peter, to Simon, son of John, tend my sheep. But he did so within the context of asking him a very important question. He asked him, Do you love me? And Peter's response is, You know that I love you. Jesus asked him three times, and in English, it seems pretty straightforward. Do you love me? You know I love you. Then feed my sheep. Do you love me? You know I love you. Then tend my lambs. Do you love me? You know I love you. Why did you ask me a third time? But if you're reading it in the original language, I've been very disturbed because every translation into English that I could find does not accurately portray this passage. In the Greek is a very specific language. Many words have multiple shades of meaning, but they often have multiple words for one concept in English. And here we have a case where the one English word, love, which has many different nuances. I mean, when I say I love pizza, I mean something very different than when I say I love Jerry.
Amen.
When I say I love my mother, I mean something very different than when I say I love my dog. Oh, yes. When I say I love my church, I mean something different than when I say I love Mexican food. Now, you see, there's many different nuances to the English word love. Greek solves the problem that we have with love as being this word that can mean almost anything from a general like and preference for to deep emotional connection. We have that problem in English. Greek doesn't have that problem. They have three basic words for love. Eros, which is sexual love. Phileos, which is brotherly love. We have a city here in the United States, back on the East Coast, called Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. formed from the Greek word phileos, brotherly love. It's the love that you have for a friend. It's a love that you have for other people that comes from within. It's a love that is natural to human beings and that anybody inside or outside the church can have. It might be translated inappropriately as I like, but it's more than just like. It contains an attachment, it contains affection, and it communicates all of those things to someone else, but it's natural. It's a natural kind of love. And generally requires a response. When we say, you know, we love someone, we usually hope to have a reciprocation of love back. And when we're in that state of relationship and in that state of love, that's what we mean. Phileos, a brotherly, sisterly love. But there's a third kind of love in Greek. It's called agape, or in with the verb form, agapao, but let's look at the noun, agape. It's the kind of love that demands nothing in return. It's the kind of love that gives and gives and gives and keeps on giving without restraint. It's the kind of love that flows forth because God has loved us. Indeed, it's not natural to us. It is a gift of God's grace poured out into us and through us to worship God and to tend His sheep. It's a love that comes to us so that we may return it to God and so that we may give it to others. So there's eros, sexual love. There's phileos, brotherly love, sisterly love. And there's agape, divine, holy love. A love that demands no return. A love that gives simply because God loves. Jesus asked Peter, Simon, son of John, "Do you love me?" And the word here in Greek is agape, or in the verb form, agapete. Do you love me? With the divine love that comes from God the Father poured out into your heart, do you return, do you give, do you freely express your love for me, not expecting anything? And are you willing to give it to your fellowship? Peter's response is hidden in the English. His response is not, "You know I love you, agapao, agape love," but rather, "You know I love you, phileo, phileos, brotherly love." Let's get that clear. Jesus asked him, "Do you love me with divine love, agape love?" Peter responded, "I love you with human love, phileos, brotherly love." Jesus asks him a second time, "Do you love me, agape love?" Peter's response the second time is, "You know I love you, phileo, phileos, brotherly love." And so Jesus does something that is extremely fascinating, and it just stands out in the Greek and it's missed in the English. The third time, Jesus asks not, "Do you love me, agape love?" but, "Do you love me, phileos, brotherly love?" And Peter is exasperated a second. He'd asked me a third time this question. You know everything, Jesus. You know I love you, phileos love, brotherly love. Jesus asked him twice, "Do you love me with divine love?" The response was human love. The third time, Jesus stepped down to where Peter was, stooped over to where Peter was, reached down to where Peter was, and said essentially, "We'll begin where you are. Do you love me? Then feed my sheep." Jesus comes to us. This is the point of the message today. Jesus comes to us where we are and relates with us as we are comfortable relating. He doesn't demand from us more than we can give. He gives us what we need and enables us to respond with more and more. But He meets us where we are. He stoops down to us where we are. Just as Jesus stooped down to Peter and changed from agape to phileo, so also Jesus stoops to where we are. Now, He's not going to leave us there. And indeed, later on in one of the letters of Peter, he speaks about those who, having not seen God, still believe and still love Jesus. And there Peter uses not phileo, not phileos, not brotherly love, but agape love. Peter grew over time to the point where he could give freely to God, give freely to Jesus that which he had been given, agape love, and thereby also give it to his fellow sheep, give it to the flock of Jesus. Jesus meets us where we are, but he won't leave us here. His grace moves into our lives to transform us to the point that we can share and express God's agape love for others. A love that demands no response. A love that demands no return. A love that is simply freely given because God gives it. A love that goes beyond human generation. A love that goes beyond human ability. A love that comes entirely from God. For us and for others. That's what agape love is. And the response that we have is, yes, you know I love you, Lord. And then the calling we have is, feed my sheep. Jesus then says something to Peter which just blew me away when I was preparing for this message, sitting in the hospital with my father and mother. Jesus says in verse 18, "Very truly I tell you, when you were younger, you used to fasten your own belt and go wherever you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will fasten a belt around you and take you where you do not wish to go." Sitting in the hospital, considering what I was going to preach on today, back on Monday, I was sitting there, and in walks a physical therapist. Now, you have to understand, my dad has been a strong, powerful, vibrant man, a hard worker, not afraid of doing anything. We had a problem with the tire, blew out on a boat once, and instead of jacking it up, Dad says, "Oh, just a minute," and he reaches, leans down, braces himself, and tips the whole trailer up so that we can change the tire. Dad was strong, is a strong, hard-working, robust man. And to see him brought down by a little infection, usually when a bug bites a needle, the bug dies, not the other way around. We're an ornery bunch. We live forever, it seems. My granddad lived a long, long time. Would not die. I've always thought of my dad as ageless. And then in comes the physical therapist. "Mr. Neal, are you ready to walk?" "Yes, I guess so." And he swings his legs off the side of the bed and sits up. And then she takes out a belt. And Dad raises his arms. And she puts it around his waist and buckles it in the back. And then helps him stand up. And then with his walker walking out in the hall, she leads him. She guides him. And so they come to an intersection, and Dad wants to go to the left to take the long way around. He's ambitious. He wants to get better, quicker, fast, as fast as he can. But the physical therapist says, "No, go to your right. Take the shorter route around the floor." And as I followed along behind, my mind went back to this passage. Here's a man who was used to leading, guiding, and protecting us. And now he was needing to be led, guided, and protected. Jesus was saying something similar to Peter. Peter, you're an impetuous guy. You stick left foot in mouth constantly. You're always jumping out ahead before you think. You're always speaking before your mind is working. Peter, you are enthusiastic. And you're willing to love and you're willing to serve. And you need to grow. And eventually, you're not going to be able to do it the way you want. And when you have to be led, remember it's I who lead you. Follow me. My brothers and sisters, look around yourself. You're looking at your fellow sheep in this flock. You're looking at your brothers and sisters in this faith, in this family of God. And we are all sheep of the High Shepherd, the Great Shepherd, the Good Shepherd. And Jesus says to each and every one of us, wherever we may be, do you love me? And if we say yes, be it agape or phileo, if we say yes, he will then tell us, feed my sheep. And even when the going gets tough, and even when others are having to lead you, follow me. That's the word for us today. This assurance that no matter where we are, we have the other sheep around us to help us. We have Jesus' strong arms to guide us. And we have his call on our lives to feed each other. That's the good news today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.